We know adult kids are living longer under their parents' rule.
Yeah.
We also know the cost of living is higher for young people now than it's ever been, just for inflation. But these numbers I'm going to tell you are pretty nuts. So nuts, in fact, that it has to be some kind of mistake. And we need to figure out whether you have adult kids or you yourself are trying to make it as a 20-something in this world. If this much money is going from parents' pockets into their adult kids' lives.
What are they, if they're living in my house, why do I have to give them money?
Okay.
Well, these people aren't necessarily living in their house,
yes,
are they?
No, this is not definitely home living.
Okay.
But even with that, there could be other things.
Like what? What else you need?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. In front of me, I have a list.
Mm.
The money that parents spend on their adult kids monthly on average. And they break it down, Tommy, by generation. You get a Gen Z and you get a Gen X, because both of them now are adults in the world.
So what age are those, roughly?
Kimmy, can you Google what a Gen Z is? I am a millennial. Kimmy is a millennial.
So you're out.
Yeah.
Your S's are too old.
Well, no. They give millennial and Gen Z. There's two separate lists.
Okay.
All right?
So Gen Z is 13 to 28.
All right, so this would be 18 to 28.
All right?
So according to this study done by Savings.com, the average parent of a Gen Z adult gives them about $1,813 a month.
That's a mortgage. That's more than my mortgage was in Webster with the taxes and the insurance.
No, Kimmy, with the taxes.
So hey. Are we talking like straight up payments or are they?
And that's cashola.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Is it straight like I'm just going to give you this amount of money, or are they paying for things that are that much money?
They don't say. I'm going to assume, based on how high the number is, that is both cash and bills paid for combined.
So that's your budget. You have to budget $18 a month for your kid.
$1,813 for Gen Z kids.
That's got to break you.
Who's got
an extra $1,800 a month laying around after you're said and done for the month?
Once again, you always say this. Mm-hmm. You live in Pittsburgh, which is full of people.
I ain't got no $1,800.
You ain't got kids. And you ain't got a
house.
Either. You ain't got nothing. You ain't got talent. You ain't got looks. You ain't got a chance. Annually, that's about $22,000, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Does that sound right to you, Kimmy?
That sounds like a lot.
Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out.
Out of pocket.
I mean, you'd be paying like majority of their bills.
Okay, let's put a pin in that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I know it can add up quick, but that's still a good chunk of, I'm guessing, their monthly payments.
We'll break
them.
Down what the bills could be, because I want to give you the millennial number, too.
Yeah.
They say on average, the parent of a millennial, Kimmy, I want you to hear this.
This is the older set.
Yep, gives them $863 a month.
Oh, you're getting shaved, old timer.
Yeah, but you're also in your 30s, mostly.
You're still, but you're still sucking up mom and dad.
Well, okay.
Cash stuff.
Wow. That was the better way of saying it?
You
paused for that.
That's what you came up with.
Okay. So right off the bat,
yeah.
To these parents of adult kids and to the adult kids listening right now, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, does this sound right to you? And let's get into what parents could be spending money on that would bring these totals up.
All right.
A number one, phone bill. That's there.
Oh, I was thinking chow.
Food? No, I think that's bottom of the list.
What, the phone bill?
I thought you just were about to curse. What, the phone bill? Mother phone biller. Phone bill.
What? Well, how do you have a phone bill?
It's a family plan.
So I'm paying, but those are cheap.
I don't know. Sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. So I'm part of it. All right, look, we're going to start itemizing what bills could be.
Right.
Phone bill, a lot of parents don't pay for their adult kids. Kimmy, you were on your dad's phone until how long?
Probably after college.
Okay. Insurance.
Okay.
Health insurance, car insurance. Those are pretty common.
Insurance should be low on a kid.
Health insurance?
For a kid?
I don't know. What if a kid's got a couple pre-existing conditions? And maybe that stuff still adds up, right? Like, those are necessities, a phone and insurance that your kid
so
would have.
So you don't think it's food? I was thinking the groceries.
Okay, so think the parents are just cutting checks to their... No, I think it's other stuff.
Right.
Car payments, potentially? That would make sense?
Could be.
Right.
Rent help, I think, would come before food. Right? Do you want them in your house? If not, they
so need all their utilities and cable, water, heat.
Possibly.
Are there a lot of parents helping with loan payments?
Okay. Student loans.
If you took that on until maybe your kid gets on their feet.
Great call. I mean, you start naming these bills that are necessities that right now kids would have a hard time affording. It starts to make sense. Phone, car, health insurance, student loans, potential rent help.
Yeah.
I love how you're like, sandwiches?
Yeah.
$1,800 sandwich, please.
Well, I damn sure want to know where all this is going.
literally what we're trying to figure
out.
No,
but I'm
going to
keep an eye on your ass.
Okay, well, you're going to watch your kid?
But,
okay.
I better not see you down there at the craft beer bar throwing it around. You want to go down and flash my money around downtown like you big shot? And by the way, I'm not paying for, like, girlfriends and crap.
Okay.
Like, you want a date? You got a girlfriend? You taking her out?
Probably. I don't know.
I'm paying for you to get laid?
Maybe not. I don't know. This stuff's going into other stuff.
Yeah. I know it's going into something. I ain't paying for it.
If we're talking Gen Z,
mm-hmm.
money while they're away at college is needed, so that could be all a factor with the $1,800. But even for millennials, if you're getting a secondary degree and you're paying for it, maybe mom and dad are chipping in on that.
Right.
Just those bills that we named could get you to $1,800 a month.
It's like you never get a break.
Says man who never had a kid.
I never had a break.
You never had a break.
Nothing. Nothing.
I'm not going to continue this show until you retract what you just said. I refuse to continue to do radio until...
Never got a break, never got a dinner, never got a lunch.
Spoiled-ass rich kid who fell backwards into his dream job and is now squatting in the most affluent neighborhood in Rochester.
Oh, I thought you were talk
I never get a break.
But you're going to shut up.
Shut up!
Your dad, like with inflation, adjusted for inflation, spent about as much... as most parents would spend on college on just your high school education.
But which, by the way, dynamite investment.
I was a kid. I had no say.
You weren't a kid?
No, I mean, you were a troubled kid, and that's why.
He was a troubled child.
No, he wasn't even a troubled child. He was just a dick.
What's a troubled child?
No, the only trouble you caused was the trouble you caused. You heard me. I never got a break with English. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Okay.
All right.
So with the knowledge, at least according to this study by Savings.com, that the average parent of a Gen Z adult gives them about $1,800 a month, the average parent of a millennial adult gives them about $863 a month. We're trying to figure out if this is too high or this checks out. Let's talk to Alicia. Hello, Alicia.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So it's funny you mentioned this. My brother and I were 9 years apart. I was born in 91. He was born in 2000, and I definitely see this. When I got my first job at 13, my brother got his first job at maybe 18, and you could see, well, not only that, the amount that they have to pay nowadays for college and food, yes, that's a lot more, but I lived with my parent, with my mom until I got married and moved out, got a house, but I noticed that a lot of kids these days start working a little later, and their savings aren't as great, so I can understand why the parents are putting more money in. And I don't know, kids in these generations seem a little lazier than we were, at least.
I hear you.
I don't mean to sound like a boomer.
No, I hear you.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be at work right now?
I am at work.
So you just called a brag about how tough and great you were, and your brother sucks.
No, I love him, but he can be a little lazy.
All right, Alicia, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
She said 91, so you were born.
She's a 91, Alicia.
Okay.
Last year for those in Detroit.
All right. So you're going to say it's a combination of economic situations and laziness.
Lazy.
Yeah, because everybody wants to be an influencer. Nobody wants to actually
Oh,
be
now you sound like Tommy. Everybody
I'm
wants
so
to be
disappointed,
an influencer.
Alicia.
Everybody's TikToking on the race.
Alicia, go back to work, will you?
I will.
All right. There goes.
Hey, hold on, though. This can't be right.
What?
Because we're basing that on a kid.
Average.
So if you had two kids.
Yep.
Yeah.
Would you be spending almost $4,000 a month out of your pocket to help support your two kids? Let's say they're close in age, like your daughters are.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you be spending $4,000?
I guess yes, because this is per child.
There's no way people have $4,000.
Look, man, what are you yelling at me for? I didn't do the study.
That's got to be like the one percenters.
Again,
or are these people taking on jobs and selling things just to support their kids?
Maybe they're working longer. I don't know. I mean, again, it's on average. It's on average.
What a hellscape.
Yeah, you could still be in the workforce with an adult kid easily.
You're stuck.
Well, I'm not even saying, like, you may not be close to retiring yet.
You can't. They're draining you.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be in the workforce for 20 years with two adult kids. Yeah. If I am able to retire at 65. Daniel writes us, 33-year-old male, still on my parents' phone plan. Oh. My wife, 35 years old, still on her parents' as well.
So the parents pay for grown-ass people's phones.
The parents are paying for the grown-ass people's phone bill.
And you can't tell me at 35 you can't cough up a phone bill.
Well, does that mean they're just on their parents'
That's
plan
kind of
and they pay
like.
For it?
But they get the discount.
No, you
their...
know what I mean?
Oh, no, I mean, he just,
like,
I don't know.
We're on my parents' plan, but that's because my dad wants a cheaper plan.
But you pay your own bill.
So we pay, pay them every month.
Oh, I have to look at you with a face, so I'm going to give you a break on this.
What?
No, I do. No, we pay them per month.
If that was anybody else, if they called the show, you'd be crushing it. You walk over with your quarters and you give your daddy the phone bill, but Kimmy can look you in the face.
He's dying to add somebody to his phone plan to make it cheaper. Anybody want in?
Hey, I got a couple of people at my house that's happy to jump on your phone plan. And I'll pay, I swear. All right, look, this seems like a bad thing. But maybe it's not bad for the reasons everyone is thinking. It's easy to look at this, like Alicia said, and go, kids are lazy, they all want to be influencers, even though they're not really kids.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there are examples of lazy-ass people leeching off their parents. Kimmy, we all knew kids back
then. Yeah, every generation has that, though, right?
And the fact of the matter is this.
Right.
Nobody wants to take money from their parents. Would you have?
No.
Wanted to? Kimmy, would you have wanted to?
No, because it would go exactly like Tommy just said. If my dad did lend, let's say we needed money for something and my dad lent us a good chunk of money, he would be keeping his eye on every single new thing around the house.
Yep.
Like every time he came over, he'd be asked us, well, you just went on that trip, you know, and now you're going to owe me this, this, and this. So it's like, it always comes, like he can't just like give money and let it go. It's got to come with some rules.
Okay. So here's the thing. I know that guys like you and women like you or your age, whatever, want to yell about how lazy
But we appreciate
are.
A dollar, man. But, you know, it was tough in our day getting that money.
You appreciate a dollar. Your dad, within adjusted for inflation, was paying $50,000 a year for you to go to high school that you failed out of. Would you appreciate?
Well, maybe now.
Okay. What? It feels like these numbers are more a statement about how things are right now than how lazy kids
the
are.
The current climate of the financial institutions of the United States of America.
Where are you going, though?
What's that?
I also like I
you're not even listening to me.
It's the tariffs.
Where are you going?
Yeah, I mean, like, what do you have to work for, I guess? Like, if I'm a kid, if let's say I'm a 23-year-old kid just getting started, like, I can understand, like, losing motivation at your job or, like, losing motivation to, like, make that extra money when you don't really feel like you're ever going to be able to afford something.
But let's take it a step further than that, because I agree with you. But a step further, let's say you put in the extra hours and you do all this extra stuff at a job that's middling to low. You're not going to be able to make the progress to get what you need.
No, you work your way up, though.
To where?
The middle management, the upper management. One of these days you'll be president of the United States.
How old were you when you bought your first condo?
I was 18.
So you took out a mortgage at 18?
Yeah.
Kimmy, how old were you when you took out your first mortgage?
34?
Right.
Like, you know.
Hey, interest rates were high, too, bro.
Shut
21%.
People waited out overnight to get 0.5% off, and that's the way America was, and we liked it, and we liked it.
It was tough out there, man.
I mean, look, man, I'm not trying to make a blanket excuse for Gen Z here, but, like, it is very scary for young people.
You live in the greatest country in the world.
I agree with you.
All this prosperity. Go get some.
In the back pockets of a guy who's about to launch a bunch of women into space.
Well, he may be giving some of it back soon.
I mean, the irony.
Oops.
The irony of, we just talked about a billionaire sending his fiance and Katy Perry into space. And the all, other, I mean,
he started selling books out of his garage. Look at him now.
I'm not trying.
He's going to put his sexy wife in space. In an extremely tight outfit.
I mean, look, man, I'm not trying to give some blanket arm wave of like everything's okay.
I know it's tough out there.
$1,800 a month that parents on average are giving their Gen Z kids. $1,800 a month, but I don't know, man.
But where does it? When do you cut it off?
Where does it stop? Where does it stop?
Bro,
where does it stop?
You know, you feed a stray cat, you'll never get rid of it. And once they get a taste of your money,
you hear yourself
right now? They don't like theirs so much.
Oh, you mean like once your daddy pays for everything that you get to go work for a grocery
Thank
store
you.
And be a bum for the rest of your
what
life?
What bum?
You were a bum. Like, it's so funny. You are the guy that you're ranting against.
I got
against.
Nice shoes.
Yeah.
Those look like bum shoes to you, buddy.
You live in your wife. Yeah, your really income is supplement.
You lucked out along the way. Can you at least admit you lucked out along
look,
the way?
Look, I've had 65 years of straight luck. It's impossible.
Yes, yeah, you have.
Kind of,
oh, my God.
Actually. Like, I don't know who blessed you.
We're all waiting for the downfall. In fact, Bezos is looking for someone to jump on this rocket real quick. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben. How are you, buddy?
Pat, first off, I'm sorry about last Tuesday.
Yeah, great.
I did not mean to yell at you like that.
Ben, I don't care. What do you got, Ben?
No, anyways, I don't want to say this, but like I was forced to move back in with my parents. Tommy, shut up. And like I have two kids that I have to support, so it's more than just like simple bills. I have child support that I have to pay my ex-wife on top of all my other bills, and I had no other place to go other than move back in with my parents.
I mean, look, it's a common story right now, Tommy.
So you're in your parents' house now?
I mean, I'm at work right now. I work like 40-plus hours a week. It's not like I'm just sitting at home playing video games all day.
Did he not understand?
Work.
Okay.
Well, he was waiting for you to come after him. See, you've hurt him so much, he's like a scared cat. When you try and give him a bottle of milk, he scratches you.
You get stray Bens at your door?
You just got stray Ben scratched.
Tommy Felsen missed the point. When you have kids, you have those kids until you die.
And he's right. We checked the math.
You're responsible for that for your entire life.
And that's just it. Ben, thank you for the call, buddy.
Yeah,
thanks
for cheering us up.
That's really good, though. No, but that's just it, right? Like, you want to sit here and you go, don't feed a stray cat. You're not going to let your kid go without insurance.
Or grandkids.
Yes. You're not going to let any of this happen. And it's just so funny. You talk so tough. If any of this happened with your stepkids, you'd be the first one with your wife's checkbook willing to give a buddy.
I know, but back in the old generations, they just cut you loose. They didn't care.
And that's also not true.
No, like my parents' generation, they were not supporting
you. Oh, like your sister, right?
And the only reason he supported her is because it looked bad to the neighbors.
Oh, but what did he do, though? He supported her?
Mm-hmm. He did.
Yeah, so shut up. He did. So that happened.
But he bitched about it.
Okay.
Right?
So what? Parents
doesn't
are bitching
mean
about it.
His parents aren't bitching about it.
And my parents struggled in the later years. I mean, they didn't have the greatest view of the ocean from their condo.
Kimmy, please say words before I strangle this man.
I don't know.
And they went down. They were down to two cars, and they only had crab cakes on Saturday nights. It was tough them days.
The biggest lie of all time.
What's the biggest lie of all
time?
Is
this didn't happen in my generation?
It just didn't happen.
It did. Like you have literal example in your family. Literal example. No, not well. It did happen.
Maybe she missed a sad case. What are you gonna do?
I understand.
And by the way, it didn't work out so well.
Okay. Fine. Wait, so now you're arguing only terrible things are going to happen to people who take money from their parents?
I'm not saying that.
So then why even make that reference?
But it's something, you may not get you may not get the payoff you think you're paying for.
Okay, let's take a break. Fame or fortune?
What's that?
Well, this guy has both, although his fame is waning. I take it back. Okay. He might be more famous than ever, but not for why he got famous initially. Because this weekend, the greatest golfers in the world were at Augusta.
Oh, yeah.
And a man who Rochester has claimed as its own took it home in one of the most dramatic sports events in history.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, someone else was down the street making more money than the overwhelming majority of those top golfers playing at the Masters.
At Augusta.
Yep.
What were they doing?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So by now we all know that Roy McIlroy, Rochester guy, kind of, through marriage, has won his Masters. He got the career Grand Slam. Everyone is happy. It was all dramatic, but it all worked out. However, there was another golf legend who was in Augusta, but not at the Masters. John Daly. He's got a deal annually with the Hooters in Augusta, Georgia.
That's on brand.
Okay.
Now, by the way, I'm not making any of this up. You can go look for yourself because I know it sounds too on the nose, but it's true. So for those not familiar with John Daly, he came out of nowhere in the early 90s as this like rock star golfer.
Yeah, he had like an unbelievable long drive, right?
And an unbelievable long mullet.
Yes.
He burned bright quickly.
Partied his ass off.
Made a ton of money.
Yeah.
Blew all of it on booze, chicks, and gambling.
Yep.
Was there an interview where he claimed he lost $250 million gambling?
It could be.
Kimmy, could you Google how much money John Daly lost? It was like an unbelievable amount of money.
And wasn't there like a 30 for 30 on him?
Yeah, his wife had all kind of problems. And then one time he got into a fight with his father-in-law on the practice putting green. At one of the tournaments.
And that's only because the country club would not let them fight on the first first putting green. How much was it?
Okay. He lost an estimated $55 million through gambling from 1991 to 2007.
So here's the thing. It's a lot of money, but I said $250 million, so I ruined it.
Well, that was probably his beer budget.
So,
all right.
John Daly, every year, goes to the Hooters in Augusta, Georgia during Masters Week. He hangs out. Yeah. He watches the tournament. He sells his autographed merchandise.
So he just sits there and hangs out.
He's got a trailer with his face on it where he carries all of his merchandise from town to town.
Yeah.
You can buy a $40 hat, $10 autographed ball. He sells boxes of John Daly branded cigars for $250 a box.
God damn.
And he does really well for himself.
I bet.
Because according to a story yesterday,
what?
Last year, just at Augusta, John Daly sold $780,000 worth of merchandise.
Just merchandise?
In the week at Augusta. At the Hooters.
At the parking lot.
He sold $780,000 worth of his tchotchkes.
That's insane.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a man named Tom Kim. He is a professional golfer.
Mm.
He made the cut, but came in last place at Augusta.
Yeah.
He made $39,600,
right,
which is a hell of a nice.
Yeah. Just making the cut.
But he got to play in the Masters.
Right, go buy a box of cigars.
Kimmy,
mm-hmm,
would you rather be John Daly, who made $750,000 selling hats and golf balls, or would you rather be Tom Kim, who got to play in the Masters, but made $39,600?
You probably got to go with John Daly.
Why?
Just because you're always going to be able to use your name to sell stuff
for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but you don't have to play a round of golf again. You will
get
just
as fat as you want.
Yeah, I mean, you can
drunk?
Make it what you want.
You get paid to be fat and drunk.
Okay, you're right. He's going to die soon.
Okay, we're all gonna die.
All right.
He's going to die having a whole lot of fun.
You're right, and he's had a whole lot of fun up to this point. Right. By the way, his son now is a professional golfer. Or no, he's playing college golf. I'm sorry. He got a scholarship somewhere, and he had one of, I think, the largest NIL college golf deal in America. I think Hooters might have paid. He might be a Hooters sponsor. Look, man, John Daly's making money, but nobody respects John Daly. He's a joke.
Right, but the bank doesn't care when you show up with that check.
But in a sport like golf, respect matters.
But does it? Because you just sold all that merchandise to the average fan.
Yeah, you come in last place at the Masters. Nobody knows who the hell you are.
We just told
you're invisible.
He's big in the break room. His name is Tom Kim.
Okay, but nobody cares.
I believe he's Korean. I care about Tom Kim.
You do?
I do now.
You don't even know if he's Korean.
No, I looked him up this morning.
I thought he won a big one in the
Google
last few years.
Who, Tom Kim or John Daly?
Tom Kim.
Did he?
I thought, or he was close at one point.
Ah, Kimmy knows who Tom Kim is. South Korean professional golfer.
All right.
In your face, 22 years old, 6 foot tall. But birthday June 21st.
Yeah, he's won 3 times on the PGA Tour.
Look at that.
Wait, who are we talking about? Tom Kim?
Tom Kim.
Yeah, but he's probably low-end tournaments.
How many tournaments have you won?
No, it's low.
By the way, how many tournaments did John Daly win in total?
So he's won a major.
Yeah, but that was a fluke.
Did he win a master?
No.
No, because he would have been there.
No.
So he has to have at least one major.
No, I know. Didn't he win a major in his first ever professional? Remember, he was an alternate and he won the PGA Championship?
Oh, really?
Okay, so he has won a total of 5 PGA Tour tournaments. Additionally, he has won 3 European Tour events.
By the way, Jeff Sluman has 6, just saying.
Mm. Oh, Slu does? Oh,
okay. Shut up.
Yeah, I don't know.
So Jeff Sluman more successful than John Daly when it comes to wins. John Daly making $750,000 selling autographed crap at a Hooters in Augusta, Georgia.
And he does that every week, probably. Just rolls around the country selling that stuff.
Well, I would assume the bigger tournaments are bigger draws for him. Look, I mean, when he was here in town, folks that interacted with him when he was here with the senior PGA loved him.
Oh, yeah.
Loved him. And he was out and he was drinking and having a great time. Look, I'm not saying the guy's a bad guy.
No, he's everybody's buddy.
I'm just saying, I mean, if you were to give him truth serum and ask what he really wanted, would he rather be...
Well, he'd rather be Tiger Woods.
Nobody can be Tiger Woods. Tom Kite.
Okay.
Like, you know, someone who is well...
Successful.
Yeah, was successful and well-respected within the golf world,
as
opposed to a jester, a drunk, a punchline.
But he's a guy that never conformed. Just made a living off of being himself.
No, you're right.
And sometimes probably an exaggerated version of himself.
There's respect in that, too. That's a valid argument. I don't know, man. Like, it does have to hurt a little bit. With that on in the background while you're selling your stuff.
Yeah, you're seeing these guys at the top of their game looking good. Like Rory McIlroy works out. He works it day and night. But he's also miserable.
Yeah, he did not look happy this week.
He's not happy. No. That kid is just wound tight. And
this helps a little bit. Because I think this was really what gave him the most stress.
Or do you want to be kicking back, man, chicken wings? You made almost $1 million pulling into a Hooters parking lot. That's all you did.
John Daly's been married 4 times.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he's had a few problems.
Oh.
I thought his wife had some kind of gambling situation that she was involved in, too.
That I don't know.
She was arrested or something.
By the way, I take it back. He's won 2.
Majors?
Yeah.
What do you win?
He won the PGA Championship in 91. I think that's the one where he was like the 9th alternate and he just stormed and won it. And then he won the Open in 95. By the way, if I'm wrong about this, forgive me. Golf is not my strong point.
Right. Think about, John Daly is so well known that he's made this other female golfer famous because they're calling her the female John Daly.
Which is not a compliment for a woman.
Because she just rips cigs all the time on the golf course.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
On the LPGA?
You haven't seen this woman?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I'm saying, like, that's how much that name
He's a brand.
Carries a reputation.
If I was a woman golfer, they called me the female John
Daly. I think
she
embraces it because she's made money off
of it. I'm going into accounting school immediately.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. Again, John Daly, famous for being a fat, drunk gambler, made $750,000, over $750,000, selling his autographed crap at Hooters in Augusta while the Masters was going on all week long. The guy is still wildly famous,
right?
But he's famous for being a joke.
Yeah, being a goof.
And, like, here's the thing, too. Like, let me paint a picture for you, right? Because I know you and I are different people, right? We're both lazy pieces of crap, but you don't care about respect, even though you do. You pretend you don't. Like, there was a point yesterday in that Hooters where people showed up to meet John Daly.
Yeah.
And in those last three holes, when Rory was roller coastering up and down, everybody turned their back to John Daly to watch Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
You have to feel that. If
so you,
you think it
ate at him a little bit.
Well, look, man, you're in the room. People came there to see you. And those people turned around to watch television.
Yeah, true.
For the sport that you could have been the best ever in. And let's be real, man. Look, he had unbelievable success being a fat drunk guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if he applied himself? Not to sound like your dad.
Apply yourself.
Well, think about it, man.
Work out a little bit. You know, I saw you in the refrigerator again. You already had dinner twice.
Yeah, but what if he applied himself and never...
had fun?
And never made, you know, didn't do much better than he already did.
That's also a possibility, right? You're right. Maybe the whole playing loose thing, Kimmy, is what made him successful.
Maybe you're always in it, but you're never winning, and then you, I don't know, you can't make money off your name like you can now.
Look, you might be right. I mean, I guess we're never going to know. It would be nice to have some kind of alternate universe where John Daly, when he won that PGA Championship, went to the gym, took it seriously.
But think about this. He gets to feed all his demons and makes money off of it.
Again, that may not be a good thing.
Or would you rather fight those demons your entire life and be miserable?
But is he happy?
I think you're happy you're feeding the demons if you can get away with it.
But again, that's a big caveat at the end.
I mean, listen, man, life catches up to everybody at the end, right?
Yeah, but not everyone's buried in a piano box.
Yeah, but he earned it, man.
You earned that, Steinway, son.
You earned that big old box, boy.
We come back.
Get that hole.
Wrap it up.
Get out.